Chapter 34. Come near, you nations, to hear. Listen, you peoples. Let the earth and all it contains hear, the world, and everything that comes from it. For the Lord is enraged against all the nations, and angry with all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over for slaughter. Their slain will also be cast out, and the stench of their dead bodies will come up, and the mountains will melt in their blood. And all the host of heaven will rot away, and the heavens will be rolled up like a scroll. And all their host will wither, as a leaf withering from the vine, and as leaves withering from the fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the sky. Look, it will come down on Edom, and on the people of my curse, for judgment. The Lord's sword is filled with blood. It is covered with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild oxen will come down with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls, and their land will be soaked with blood, and their dust made greasy with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Its streams will be turned into pitch, its dust into sulfur, and its land will become burning pitch. It won't be quenched night nor day. Its smoke will go up forever. From generation to generation, it will lie waste. No one will pass through it forever and ever. But the pelican and the porcupine will possess it. The owl and the raven will dwell in it. He will stretch the line of confusion over it, and the plumb line of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all its princes shall be nothing. Thorns will come up in its palaces, nettles and thistles in its fortresses, and it will be a habitation of jackals, a court for ostriches. And the wild cats will meet with the hyenas, and the wild goat will cry to his fellow. There too, nocturnal animals shall settle, and shall find themselves a place of rest. The owl will make her nest there, and lay, hatch, and gather under her shade. Yes, the vultures will be gathered there, every one with her mate. Search in the scroll of the Lord, and read, not one of these will be missing. None will lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them with a measuring line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation they will dwell in it.